Now a moment to remember the queen of Creole cuisine, chef, restaurateur, and civil rights activist Leah Chase. She died yesterday at the age of 96. She was co-owner of the notable New Orleans restaurant Dookie Chase. It was first established in the Treme neighborhood during World War II by the woman who'd become her mother-in-law. After Leah Chase married into the family in 1946, she quickly recognized its potential as a hub for the city's African-American community. Here's what she told NPR's Debbie Elliott during an interview a few years ago.
See, blacks had nothing. They had nothing at all. No nice places. It was a little corner shop, a little something. But I saw on the other side of town those nice restaurants. I said, why, we can't have that. But space where people can dress nice and feel comfortable sitting down, taking your time.
Under her leadership, Dookie Chase transformed into an upscale space where politicians, artists, and leaders of the civil rights movement could enjoy good service and a good meal. Dishes like chicken creole, gumbo, and trout amandine.
In the bad old days when African Americans could not eat elsewhere, that was the place they ate. That was the place they could eat. And it was the place they did eat.
Jessica Harris is a food historian and longtime friend of Leah Chase.
She fed the Freedom Riders. She would give them a meal before they headed out. It was one of the few places in the city of New Orleans where blacks and whites came together, sometimes virtually clandestinely and damn near illegally.
Martin Luther King Jr. ate at Dookie Chase. So did future Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall and singer Ray Charles, who included the restaurant in a song. The list of famous diners goes on and on.
We've had Duke Ellington, Lena Horne became my good friend, Sarah Vaughan became my good friend. They were good, good people. We fed everybody. I fed the Jackson Fives till they were about 14, 15 years old.
Leah Chase said she simply loved people, and she continued to work well into her 90s. And yesterday, as they announced her death, Chase's family vowed to continue her legacy of work, pray, and do for others.
I went to Dookie Chase to get something to eat. The waitress looked at me and said, Ray, you're